morning starts anew, and with a shiny dew, everything's covered. The sunny sky is clear, the darkness is not here, the new day is coming.
Hi, Salty Canadian Podcast family. Welcome back to another episode of the Salty Canadian Podcast. Any links will be provided in the show notes, so please head there to get those links. So before we get started with the show, please make sure if you like the show to head over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review. I would love to hear your criticisms. Also, if you could please, if you like the show, head over to patreon.com/saltycanadian. You can donate there and anything will help cover the overhead for the show. And right now I am looking to get a better headset to help make the recording sound better. Lastly, I would like to thank David from Tales from the Fandom podcast and Karen from Stat for being my very first two Patreon supporters. You rock, guys. Make sure you go over and check out their shows. On a side note, the Jane Topin episode that I was going to do for today is going to be moved into October. So this episode is kind of just going to be probably really random. So here is Chris from the Saturday Morning Cartoon Boom podcast with our article read for today.
Fighter jet expert photographs UFOs and investigators cannot explain them. UFO investigators were unable to explain what this bizarre glowing object snapped over Ohio could possibly have been. An aviation expert photographed it high in the sky after ruling out a plane or helicopter. He sent the image to the U.S.-based Mutual UFO Network, MUFON, the world's biggest organization dedicated to investigating UFO and alien sightings. The aviation mechanic described it as a sphere-shaped object, although when blown up, the image appears as a bright disc. He said he snapped and videoed at 10:07 p.m. local time on June 10th in Mahoning County, Ohio, and there may have been more than one object. In a report to MUFON, he wrote, "Went out to grab my cell phone charger out of the scooter glove box and saw this object or objects hauling across the sky. Only had a little bit of time to snap a picture and a bit of video, but appeared to be more than one before I lost sight when the line of trees got in the way. Worked on F-16s and have enough knowledge of planes and helicopters to know it wasn't a plane and it wasn't arcing like falling space objects." The witnesses provided two images and one short video clip with the report. Ohio MUFON field investigator Joseph Pavlonsky investigated this case and closed it as an unknown, as the expert was unable to establish what it could have been. Roger Marsh, MUFON director of communications, said, "Please remember that most UFO sightings can be explained as something natural or man-made. Planets are often mistaken for UFOs, particularly ones which appear to hover in the sky." Scott Brando runs UFO debunking website UFOofInterest.org and believes a planet may have been responsible in this case. He told Express.co.uk, "It could be a planet like Jupiter, which was very bright that night on June 10th. However, we need to know exactly where the witness was when he saw it."
Thanks for that, Chris. You can find a link to his show in the show notes, so please head over and check it out. Okay, so just a kind of random topic. The other day, I watched the new season of American Horror Story. It's called Cult. It is basically based on the American elections where Trump won. I actually found that to be a creepy but actually kind of amusing episode. People do die, but in that series, who doesn't die? So if you're an American Horror Story fan, definitely make sure you go over on to whatever station you watch it on and make sure you watch it. I love the American Horror Story series, so yeah. The only one I couldn't really get into was last season, which was Roanoke, but I decided to listen to it anyways, or I guess not listen to it, but watch it, and it had its okay points, but it wasn't really my cup of tea. For this section, I would just like to give a big shout out to Jeremy from Podcasts We Listen To. If it wasn't for that group, my podcast wouldn't be out there. So if you want to be able to talk to some of your podcast hosts, find out what new and upcoming podcasts that are out there, you could definitely head over to the Podcast We Listen To Facebook page. Such a great resource for anyone who listens to podcasts, are a podcaster, or just wants to find some new podcasts to listen to. Everybody is great there, and they are actually a lot of help. So thanks again, Jeremy, for making that group. As well, make sure to check out Jeremy's podcast called Podcast We Listen To, where he interviews podcast hosts, and you can basically find out any info about them. Thanks again, Jeremy. Okay, for this section of the podcast is where I go into some podcasts that I like. So here is just a list. I will put their links in the show notes. And make sure you go listen to them because they are really good podcasts, especially a lot of the true crime ones. Also, yeah, they're just really good to listen to. So here we go. So the Forgotten News Podcast, Kiwi Crimes, California Dreaming, Pleasing Terrors, Podcasts We Listen To, The Shift, Stranger Than, The Trail Went Cold, True Crime Fan Club, Twisted Philly. So those are my list of podcasts that I've been listening to, which are awesome and amazing, and you should go listen to them too. Because who doesn't love podcasts? So, as you all know, I did take a break from the podcast just to help prepare my daughter for school, as this is her first time going to school ever, so she's been really excited about that. And during that preparation time, I actually got to go see Stephen King's It twice, so make sure you stay tuned for next week's episode, which is going to be all It related, because I totally enjoyed the movie. So if you haven't seen It yet, go see it before next week, or just skip next week's episode until you've watched it and then come back and listen to it. Because it's going to be a amazing review, because I just love the movie that much. So, yeah. Yay! Sorry guys, but I gotta kind of keep this one kind of short this week, because as you could probably tell, I've got a little issue going on with my throat, so I want to save that so I can do my It review for you guys and not have it coming out sounding like total crap. So, why don't you take this time to listen to a few of my podcast friends and make sure that you head over to their show. So, I hope you enjoy. Before we go, I just want to remind you, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for The Salty Canadian. And don't forget to join the Salty Canadian Podcast Rant Room. We don't have quite as many members yet, so hopefully we can get some more people to hop on over there and join us so that we can start having some meaningful discussions and that would make me really, really happy. So don't be salty and have a great day, eh?
Hey guys, it's Lainey, host of the True Crime Fan Club podcast. If you're a true crime addict like I am, then my podcast is for you. It's a podcast for the ultimate true crime enthusiast, giving you a glimpse into the life and crimes of the most demented minds. You won't want to miss an episode.
Hey y'all, Jen and Lindsay here from the Corpus Delicti podcast, here to tell you to check out our show.
If true crime's your thing, it's ours too. Just a little dash of lightheartedness and a hint of southern charm.
Serial killers, controversial cases, historical hallmarks, we've got it all.
So just join us every Tuesday on iTunes, Podbeam, or many other podcast apps as we dive into compelling cases and crack them open for you.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's CORPUSDELICTI.
See you Tuesday.
Musing while boozing, because the best thinking happens while drinking. Hot topics over cold drinks.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Carl.
Do you like to laugh?
And do you love to drink?
Check out musingwhileboozing.com.
We can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Musing while boozing, where the next round is always on us.